All right, now, today's sermon is a really simple sermon, okay, based on a very complicated passage of Scripture to read, but it's a simple sermon. And I have to tell you, there really is nothing complicated about the sermon, except I'm going to make it really hard for the sound people because I'm, like, going to mess it up right now, okay? And you have to sort of bear with me. One of my favorite poems is the poet Edgar Guest, okay? I don't know whether any of you ever read Edgar Guest poetry or not. But he is truly profound in a very unprofound way, okay? He's a really great poet, and I've recommended him to a lot of my friends, and it just so happened that yesterday, when I was in that particularly private spot to which we all go and often read, I was, it took you a while, I need you to catch up. I was reading Edgar Guest, and I came across this little poem that fits the point of my sermon so well that I could not bring it. I just couldn't leave it. I had to bring it for you all today. Okay, so I'm going to read to you a poem by Edgar Guest, which is not that one. Here it is. It is called Study the Rules. It goes like this. Oh, whether it's business or whether it's sport, study the rules. Know every one of them, long and short. Study the rules. Know what you may do and what you may not. Know what your rights are. 'Twill help you a lot in the critical times when the battle is hot. Study the rules. Life's not a scramble, and sports not a mess. Study the rules. Nothing is left to haphazard or guess. Study the rules. Know what's a foul blow and what is fair. Know all the penalties recognized there. Know what to go for and of what to beware. Study the rules. Nature has fixed for us definite laws. Study the rules. Every effect is the child of a cause. So study the rules. Nature has penalties she will inflict. When it comes to enforcing them, nature is strict. Her eyes are wide open. She never is tricked. Study the rules. Play to your best in the game as it's played. Study the rules. Know how a fair reputation is made. Study the rules. Sport has a standard and life has a plan. Don't go at them blindly. Learn all that you can. Know all that is asked and required of man. Study the rules. The Hebrews are ready to enter the land which God has appointed to them, promised to give them. As they are prepared to move, just before they cross into the land, God speaks to the nation again through the great prophet Moses. God says to Israel, study the rules. God says, when you enter the land that will be allotted to you as an inheritance, it is to have these boundaries. Now you're going to, don't get, the rules are the boundaries. And then God goes through that long passage of scripture that I made poor Barbara read, in which he reveals specific limits to the gift he is giving to Israel. He says, it is going to have these boundaries. The text that she read to you then says the southern boundary will be in this specific place. He then goes on to say the western boundary is going to be in this specific place. The northern boundary is going to be right here in this specific place. The eastern boundary will be in this specific place. And then God said to Israel, this, that is the portion of property within those boundaries, will be your land with its boundaries on every side. There it is. Exactly as God laid it out for them in the text that Barbara read to you. Now catch the point. There are boundaries set by God on every side. Got it? Lesson number one. God's gift is limited to the boundaries God sets. You cannot legitimately lay claim to more than God has allotted to you. It's not your right to take what he gave to somebody else. You're not even supposed to sit there and say, God, I wish you'd give me that. You are supposed to be comfortable, to feel blessed within the boundaries God has set for you. Lesson number two, you must stay within the limits which God sets. If you step out of the boundaries which God sets for you, you are on your own. God's protection for you is within the boundaries that God has set for you. Now you're going to excuse me because I got to go over here and make sure you know what we're talking about. See it? Within the covers of this book are the boundaries. Here are the limits, the foundational limits, the boundaries which God has set for us. If you live within them, you remain under the protection of God. However, if you choose to violate the boundaries which are set within this book, if you step outside of the limits it sets, you on your own choose to forsake the protection of Almighty God. You are leaving the safe place which he has set for you. Now, I want to make this really clear here. Yesterday, Rob said in his sermon here in this room that Christianity is not a set of rules. He's absolutely right. It's not. It's a set of boundaries, okay, which God has set for our protection. You step outside of the parameters of this book, and you're claiming responsibility for yourself. You are literally stepping out of God's protection. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Our culture, particularly as it is evolving today, encourages people to step outside of the boundaries set by the Word of God. Our culture's telling you, you don't have to do it God's way. The Bible is an antiquated book, okay? It has nothing to say to our culture, okay? Wisdom, remember they read it to you, was not there when it was written. It's come of late. But the book of Proverbs, from which they read, declares to us that wisdom was there beside God. Wisdom is the nature of God. Wisdom was there with God from the foundation of the earth. And in this book is the wisdom of God. A fool tells you to forsake wisdom. A foolish culture thinks it can provide for you what wisdom has already given you. Don't listen to those folks who are telling you to violate the word of God just because you can. You can. But when you do, you are stepping outside of the boundaries and you are claiming responsibility for yourself. You're saying, I'm strong enough to take care of me. I don't need God's help. I don't need the help of God's people. I don't need the blessing of God's word. I can do it all. Got any questions? You should talk to Bruce and Nancy about that today. Okay? We all need God's help, and it's within the boundaries of his word. Now, Israel, the very people we're talking about, to whom God gave these instructions, Israel disregarded them. They did not keep the boundaries God set for them. And God said to them through centuries of time, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, you need to get back into alignment here. You need to come into the safety of the boundaries. And it was, and God played with them until at last he had had enough. And the scripture is clear. When Israel came to the place of God's judgment, he took back the land of blessing. He said, you guys don't want to live within my boundaries, then go. Go into exile. Let other people show you exactly what happens when you leave the protection of my word. And I'm going to tell you something. If our culture does not change and stop encouraging people to violate the boundaries of God's word, he will take back the land in which we live, which is surely as much a land of promise as was the land of Israel. He will take it back. He has shown us in the book what he will do if we as a culture continue to violate his boundaries. And the same thing is true for individuals. If you individually say, I'm going to do it on my own, God's going to say, try it. And the moment will come when you will in shambles be because you didn't study the rules. Now, the purpose of the boundaries is protection, not confinement. God sets the boundaries to keep us safe. Not because he doesn't want us to enjoy this or enjoy that or go there and do that. Israel, the people of Israel were free to go visit any place they wanted, to see what was going on in the rest of the world. But they were always encouraged to come back where wisdom lived within the boundaries of God's word. The boundaries which God sets for us today in his word are for our safety, not for our confinement. And God, next lesson, God sets the boundaries. Look at the map again. See that? Now look. You see down there that big yellow section called Judah? Can you see it? I meant to bring my pointer so I could show you, but I forgot it. See it right there? And then if you look up a little further, you see that other big kind of yellowish-green section up there that says Manasseh. Okay, half in the promised land, half on the wrong side of the river. But look at the area that Judah and Manasseh got. Big blessing from God. And then look at tiny little Dan. Yeah, you see it down there on the little tiny dark green one? Or if you don't want to look at that one, I mean, go up to Zebulun, the little purple one. It's even smaller than Dan. Okay, now look at that. Okay? See, the blessing of God is divided proportionately, but not equally. The larger tribes were given more, and the smaller tribes were given less. And this is all determined by God. And to be really honest with you, it looks terribly unfair. If I was Dan, I'd be saying, God, wouldn't you? I mean, if you were little tiny Zebulun and Simeon, the kind of yellow spot in the middle of Judah there, is it the poor Simeonites, okay, they couldn't get any place. Okay, so they had grabbed something from somewhere. Okay, I mean, come on, you getting this point? God determined who got what blessing. Okay, and that's the same thing is true today. God divides the blessing proportionally, but not equally. We all don't get the same thing. If you'll forgive me, we are not communist. Okay? Because God has not made us such. God determines. You get the blessing that God determines that you should have. And what you're supposed to say when you get blessed is, thank you, Father. Not, hey, wait a minute, Judah got more. You're not getting this. You're supposed to be saying thank you to God for the blessing he has given you today, rather than sitting around saying, it ain't fair, because I didn't get as much as John. You might, you're right, get less next time. See, the reason is because we don't live in what we have. We live in what God gives. And we know the truth that we sing and we believe it. God's grace is sufficient for me because in the gift of God is my peace. Jesus said, catch this one now. You ready? You're not ready. You're going to like this. Jesus said, if God gives you a lot, that's because he expects you to give a lot back to him. It's fancier in the scripture. Okay? To them to whom much is given, from them much will be required. So God gives you a really great voice to sing. You better be singing a lot and really loud, okay? God gives you time because you got fired from your job or had surgery on your shoulder and you can't work. You better be giving a lot of that time that God gave to you back to him. Ooh. And maybe God, in his wisdom, decided to make you rich. Mm-hmm. You got it. God expects you to give more in his service if he has given you more in his blessing. If you look at the map, old Judah better be ready to give a lot. And Manasseh better be ready to give even more. Because when God blesses you big time, God expects you to give back to him big time. Now, I got a question for you before I finish today. How many of you are going out to dinner? After church day. Anybody going out to dinner? They're not sure. They're wondering whether I'm inviting them. Okay. I just want to know if anybody here is planning to go to Outback. Okay. When you get there, will you please tell them they got it wrong? Their motto is entirely offensive to those who understand wisdom. You know what their wisdom is? Or what their motto is? No rules. Just right. And I'm here to tell you, that's wrong. Study the rules.